It's Alessandra. Welcome to my podcast, Find Your Voice with Alessandra. Oh my goodness. I am still a bit congested, and it's really interesting just from having a cold. And it's really interesting because I notice I could really let that stop me from sharing with you all. But one of my desires as a teacher, as a singer, as a performer, as just a human being, is to not feel inhibited and to allow my expression, however it shows up. It might not always be how I perceive my perfect voice, the way I really love for it to shine through when it's in its ultimate, when I'm really on top of my game with my technique. I've noticed that in the past, I would always wait to be perfect. Oh my goodness, if I show this part of myself, what will they think? Oh my goodness, I won't be accepted in my profession, or I won't be, people will be disappointed by what they're hearing or listening to. Wow. Notice that I'll just say that Michiganess, that's not even the right use of the word, but what a crazy thing to think about or to imagine. So unnecessary. And can you relate to that? Don't we all sometimes, you know, have this fear of, oh my gosh, how am I going to be perceived, that just stops us from singing or expressing ourselves or speaking? So I just want to ask you the question, why do you sing? Why do you want to sing? What's the feeling? How do you describe singing? What does it mean to you? For me, growing up, we were surrounded by music, going to plays, going to musicals, always, excuse me, singing in the car or listening to music. And I just remember how when I would start singing, it just felt, I felt alive. I feel alive when I sing. It's this explosion of bursting of joy, or just release of emotion, or this expansive feeling within myself. So it's so cool how there's so many ways to enjoy singing and enjoy being a singer without being a professional. You don't have to be a professional to enjoy it. And like, for example, you know, what's the feeling of, do you have that desire to sing in a choir, for example, with all these other people who are also singing, and that sense of unity with others? Oh my goodness, that was a huge experience for me when I was in high school. I sang with the Paul Hill Chorale initially. It was the Paul Hill Chorale when I wasn't a professional and I was in high school. And Paul Hill was this incredible conductor, and he was he became my mentor. And I remember I first auditioned when I was super young. I was 12, my goodness, because I told my mom, I said, you know, I want to have more opportunities to sing. And so she is amazing. And she went and looked up different choirs in the newspaper to see if I could audition for anyone. And there were some, I was only 12. So that most of the choirs didn't accept people until they were 18. So when she found the Paul Hill Chorale, she called, and the lady who, Betty Nicholson, God bless her, I remember her very well. And she said, well, Paul doesn't discourage anyone from auditioning. So there I was. I went to this audition, and I sang for Paul Hill, not knowing the caliber of his, who he was. You know, I just sang. I didn't really know what I was doing. I had never sung in a choir before. And here I was auditioning for a 180 adult choir, for that matter, singing at the Kennedy Center. And he heard my voice, or he had me sing some passages. I didn't, like I said, I didn't even read music at the time, I don't think. No, I didn't. And I just did the best I could. I followed his lead, and he let me in, and I was shocked. I was flabbergasted. I remember I was, so we had the audition, and then right after the audition, we had the first rehearsal. And so it was in the evening, and I remember sitting next to some other sopranos, and we were working on the Brahms Requiem. I don't know if you guys, if you are familiar with the Brahms Requiem. I'm sure many of my listeners are, and many of you aren't. So the Brahms Requiem is a German requiem. It's in German. It's, I don't know how long it is. It's 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours. It's an incredible piece. And it's for orchestra, for soloists, for choir, and for this big choir. And I remember sitting in rehearsal and looking at this music that I did not know how to read. And we were singing through everything. And I looked to the next soprano. I said, "Where are we?" And she, I think she was a little bit stunned that I didn't know how to read music. And here I was there, I was singing in this choir. So it's just incredible, because what happened for me that sparked such an interest and a curiosity in that, in this world of classical music. I was introduced to these soloists that were singing for the Brahms Requiem. And by the time the rehearsals were over and we were performing the piece, I had it memorized because we had our German coach, and I had the recording to listen to. And I remember listening to it every single night at home before I would go to sleep. And I was just so excited. Oh my goodness, I could not believe it. And since then, as a professional, I've had the opportunity to be a soloist for the Brahms Requiem. It's such a beautiful, it's just an incredible piece. But it's just amazing. Why do you sing? What is it that you want to experience with your voice? You don't have to sing in a big choir. You don't have to take that journey. That journey for me was incredible because it led me to so many opportunities. It introduced me to my path, really. It was my path. And I got to, Paul mentored me, and he told my mom, okay, Alessandra needs to take piano lessons. She needs to be able to read music, for goodness sakes. And, and then I remember just then the following year, he gave me a solo, which was incredible for the Christmas concert at the Kennedy Center. So you just never know. Why do you want to sing? You don't have to do all of that, have that experience. You can, if you want. It was so special for me. I can proudly say I've always been the youngest member of that choir. And I felt like I was their mascot in a while. And I grew up there. I grew up, I went to music school afterwards, and everyone was cheering me on. And then even after music school, I went back and performed with the next conductor as a professional. And just the memory, the experience, the richness of experience that I had, that gave to my life, that gave to my character, that's giving to this recording. Ah, do you feel my excitement? So why do you sing? Is it just to feel your presence even more, just to feel that joy, to feel I'm here? and just to have fun. So that's my question for you today. Why do you sing? What is it that you want to experience differently for yourself, of yourself, with yourself? And I'm going to explore that too, because I love to sing in so many different ways professionally, for fun too. And we're always exploring, we're always growing as we allow ourselves. And so I'm just encouraging you all today to take a few minutes and just explore within yourself and just feel your voice and that breath and just singing your song, singing songs of others that you enjoy, but your song of joy and thanksgiving and playfulness. And yeah, so have a wonderful day. And I am Alessandra, and you can find me on my website, singwithalessandra.com. You can book a coaching session with me. You can do my masterclass. We haven't set up the time yet, but you can contact me for more information about that. And I have some other wonderful products as well. I also have a Facebook page, Alessandra's Voice Students. So have a fantastic day.